Hello, and welcome to the Creative Viz podcast, where we dive into topics related to architecture, development, and visual design. Today, we're going to be talking about real-time rendering technology and look at its broader implications for architectural visualization and real estate marketing. Real-time rendering originated in the video game industry, where there was a push to display 3D graphics instantaneously for gameplay. This came at the expense of quality when compared to so-called offline methods, where longer rendering times are acceptable. The quality of real-time graphics gradually improved over time, and only very recently has it been possible to create real-time rendered scenes that could be considered photorealistic. This breakthrough has allowed for interactive and instantaneous visualization of architectural spaces, giving design professionals and potential clients a more comprehensive understanding of their properties. Real-time rendering creates virtual showrooms where potential buyers or tenants can immerse themselves in the property without physically being there. This is invaluable for international or remote clients who may not be able to visit the space in person. Sales representatives can instantly showcase different finishes, furnishings, or design options tailored to a client's taste, making their pitch more personal and engaging. When clients can virtually explore properties through real-time ArcViz, they often find it easier to emotionally connect to the space. While a static image provides a snapshot, navigating a realistic digital environment offers a genuine sense of belonging and immersion. It allows properties to be displayed under different conditions, such as varying times of day or during specific events. Post-COVID, real-time rendering can facilitate virtual open houses where multiple clients can explore a property simultaneously from the comfort of their homes. Virtual tours can integrate clickable hotspots to create more information, showcase amenities, or even direct users towards a booking page, streamlining the sales funnel. In a saturated property market, offering real-time rendered visualizations can differentiate a real estate company from its competitors, positioning them as tech-forward or innovative. Properties showcased with state-of-the-art visualization techniques may be perceived as more valuable or premium, potentially commanding higher prices. By tracking how potential clients interact with real-time rendered environments, marketers can gather data on what features or spaces attract the most attention, guiding future marketing strategies, or even providing feedback for design modifications. Based on user interactions and preferences, marketing professionals can fine-tune their advertising campaigns to target specific client demographics more effectively. For a deeper discussion on this topic and the larger world of digital twins, be sure to check out that episode. So to wrap things up today, real-time rendering may be considered a technological advancement. Within the world of ArcViz and real estate marketing, it truly is a paradigm shift. Clients now have the ability to virtually walk through spaces, experiencing them under different conditions, and genuinely feel the potential of a property. Moving forward, we expect that real-time rendering will continue to develop and be more widely adopted, and these virtual scenes will become even more lifelike and immersive. Think metaverse. But we're going to have to save that discussion for another time. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to like and subscribe to stay on top of all the latest developments. I'll see you next time.